All right, keep talking. Let's see how it sounds right now. We'll just play it back here in a second.
Oh.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
See, you already fucking up.
I tried.
Ready to talk to that big black thing in your face?
It makes me dizzy. I have to use my peripherals with it.
Oh, that's that right?
Yeah.
I appreciate the compliment. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? We are back. We are back. Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Say something.
Hello.
Okay, welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I'm your man, Sife. I'm with Gina.
Yeah.
And we here. We back. It only took 7 years, 6 years. How long has it been? We in season three now?
Possibly.
Yeah, what do you mean possibly? We in season three.
Season three.
Yeah, we in season three. We back in the mix. I hope everybody's doing great on this Memorial Day weekend. Hope everybody's staying safe, smacking your kids, making sure they got their shit together. All the above. Say what's up to the people, baby.
Hello, hello. Hope everybody's high and right.
High and right, huh?
High and right.
High and right. Shit, we trying to make sure we sound more professional up in this bitch. So you're going to have to bear with us as we continue along this journey together as an interracial couple out here in these streets in 2019.
Yeah.
All this smoke and static out here in the world on some bullshit. Everybody on some bullshit. Because of your people, honey.
Oh, God, I don't blame them.
If I sound fucked up, I can't laugh because I've had this fucked up cough for the last month. I'm pretty sure Gina gave me mono or some shit. I don't know what the hell's going on, but this cough has me all kinds of fucked up.
Mono, huh?
I don't know. Shit.
I did go to... Where'd I go, Padre?
Oh, yeah, you was in those STD-infested waters.
Oh, God.
South Padre, out there with the kids during spring break. You know, when you get old, and we ain't even old, but they call us old heads. Then you see pussy popping and twerking on concrete, asses jiggling and shaking everywhere.
It was horrible.
Was it really?
It was bad.
Was it really?
Oh, really?
Oh, man.
It was bad.
Hey, welcome back, guys. We appreciate you guys listening in and checking us out. We back in the mix. Babe, let's give them an update on what's going on with us. What's been going on with us? What's been happening?
It's a lot of years.
A lot
to
of
go
years.
Over.
Congratulate us. Round of applause to us. 10 years.
Yep, 10 years.
We've been together 10 years, guys. 10 years. I didn't think anybody would put up with me this fucking long.
Right, me neither.
Oh, well, shit. I can see this is how it works, guys. At least the feeling is mutual on both sides. Yeah, good. We back in the mix, guys, and we glad to be a part of just talking shit. And what are we going to do? Let everybody know how to be with somebody for 10 years?
I guess we can.
Okay. What's the secret?
I don't know. Just... go with the flow.
Just go with the flow.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
What else? You got the keys.
I don't know.
Come on.
Attentive. The best you can.
The best you can?
The best you can.
Well, let's give everybody an update of what's going on with us. What's been new with us. What you got going on. What you working on. What you cooking on.
Well, let's see. Well, we got to explain why we went on a hiatus.
Why did we go on a hiatus?
Let's see. We had big things. We moved in together. That was the big start of it.
Damn, has it been that long since we recorded?
Yes. So we took that big plunge.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, we living together.
Yeah.
Making all kind of fake offspring.
Yeah, right. So, and then... my health went bad and I got sick.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a tumultuous time.
Yeah, that was horrible. We still had to get the kids through high school. That was a whirlwind.
Getting the kids through high school. Listen, getting the kids through high school is like waiting on a STD results. It's like, man, what is going on? Like, everything done changed.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Man, especially with our daughter. I'm like, damn, everything changed so quickly.
I know, we got one more year on her.
Man, it just changed so fast. It's like, literally overnight, the day before, she was still young and innocent and, you know, just bopping up and down the street with her head and all this. And next thing I know, she's got, you know, woman features and bleeding and talking all kind of shit. I'm like, man, what the fuck is this shit? I mean, oh, no. Man, that shit is trying.
It is.
Yeah, but we endured through it, and our kids are doing great.
They are.
They are actually really good. We got lucky with having some good kids.
Yes.
Now, whether they still listen or not is yet to be known.
They listen to me, I know.
Well, yeah, they better listen to mama. I always make that a point. Mm-hmm. Make sure you listen to your mama over anything.
Mm-hmm.
Over anything.
Yep.
Okay, so we moved in together. We got kids through school.
Yeah.
What else?
We had to change the way we thought of things.
Like what?
The way we do things, our health, our everything, because we're old now.
Hey, fellas out there, when your woman changes up the whole menu in the house, you think it's just going to be her eating that menu? Oh, no. That means everybody's diet changing up in there.
Yeah.
And actually, I ain't mad at it because, you know, I've been seeing some great results. I ain't been in the gym like I used to, but shoot. I normally walk off of the couch, what, like 220, 225? I'm walking around at 200, 203, 205.
Yeah.
Still looking young and sexy out here in these streets on these bitches.
Yes, you are.
Let them be mad. Let them be mad. Yeah, shit. Don't let nobody tell you you can't get grown old and sexy.
No.
On they asses. All right, so talk about everything that you got going on right now, babe. You working on Gina's Herbal Kitchen. Talk to the people about it.
I love plants. I had to get healthy.
Wink, wink. I love plants. Does it always mean that you're using fire when it comes to these plants?
Several of them, yes.
See, I can't laugh. I can't laugh. This shit is bullshit. All right. So?
But, no, that was part of getting healthy and trying to find what helped with me and, you know, my body and then your body and just using those plants for our good. And then it all stemmed, you know.
From when learning. You had the health, you know, situation and everything too. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, because they started off with what? They said you had celiac disease.
Yeah, celiac, fibromyalgia, all the way to chronic migraines, all that
bullshit, but you still be holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
Holding it down. That's why you don't take excuses from these hoes.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like medication, so I refuse medication. So I try to do it all healthy-wise.
Mm-hmm. So where do you want to take it as far as let the people know where you want to take it as far as Gina's Herbal Kitchen?
I'm just getting,
Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yes,
it's out there.
On Facebook. Mm-hmm. just getting not only just knowledge and learning, and because I'm learning, I learn every day.
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. That's what people are supposed to aspire to, is learn something new every day.
Yeah, because this year is the first year that I started planting my own and watching them either grow or die, you know, and learning and laughing.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
Damn.
I ain't going to say nothing, but all shit. But all this Noah's Ark rain we getting right now, everything is flourishing and looking vibrant.
They are. If anybody needs cement.
That mint has taken over.
Oh, it's beautiful, though.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
It's staying where where I've trained it to stay, which is around the box, which makes it so cute. But it is a lot.
So, but the website is coming soon.
Yes, the website's coming soon. And
we're still trying to decide on which avenue we want to take on that, but the website is definitely coming soon. And what kind of products are you going to put out there to the peoples? Because some of our closest friends already know what the products are.
Yeah.
They've been enjoying it, coming through, re-upping. Mm-hmm. And ain't what you guys think yet. We are in the state of Kansas. Relax.
Yeah. That's not great. No, but it'll have tinctures.
Yeah.
Have astringents as, you know, sprays and stuff for your face and hair. Your foot cream. That
Man,
you love.
Listen, that foot cream is angelically heavenly to die for. My feet look fucking prehistoric as shit before you started making that foot cream. It took you 3 years to get that foot cream right.
I almost gave up on everything because of that.
I know.
Stupid thing.
Man, you guys have no idea. She was like, it kind of reminds me of the first time I took you to Kansas Star Casino when you was mad as hell at that damn slot machine.
It took my dollar.
And then right at the end, you was like, this is some bullshit. I don't want to play this shit anymore. And then you hit the button one last time, and what we come up on, $200 out of that dollar. Right. I hit print on your ass, and we walked out.
Yes.
Yeah. But that foot cream, I'm telling you guys, that shit is... Actually, you worked really hard on it. I really appreciate it. I still put it on my crusty ass fucking toes every day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if my feet are not the most photogenic looking feet in the world, but them shits be nice and smooth. Moonwalking on that plant floor. All of that.
It took quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I seen how hard you've been working and how dedicated you've been. Mm-hmm. And that's something to be proud of.
Thank you.
That's something for you to keep doing. Just like we're doing right now. I mean, look at what we're building here, like I said earlier. Look at what we're building here. There's a lot of people out there that really fuck with us, and we fuck with you guys. Never forget that. We really do fuck with you guys.
Yes.
So the website, definitely coming soon. We'll get that down. We'll get that together.
Working hard on it.
Yep. And also, well, shit, what else you want to say? Is there anything you want to say in closing?
No, we're talking about you.
No, now it's about me?
Yeah,
no. Oh, when is it ever about me? See, since there's microphones in her face, now it's about me, huh?
Sure. No. It's about you.
Shit, what's been going on with me lately? Just working hard, guys. You know, I've been in the dungeon. Like she said, we've been on a hiatus. Right now, I'm working on an album that's dedicated to my son. There's been some, basically, long story short, right now, because I'm trying to keep it low-key and I can't get into all the legal parameters of what's going on, but I've been working on an album dedicated towards my son. Shout out to all the parents out there that are dealing with some pretty fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just some fuck shit out there.
Mm-hmm.
And this album's going to be great, guys. This album's going to be great. This album is not for everybody. It's not going to be for everybody. It's going to be for the people that really know and really understand the message that I'm really conveying as far as how hard I'm working on this and sitting back and just, you know, when you're in that creative space, you just have a hard time of just deciding on, okay, if I'm going to do it this way, if I'm going to do it that way, should this stay, should this go? I'm just in that process of it right now because of, you know, corresponding news that has actually even happened while I'm working on this album, that's actually kind of, you know, pushing me to take the album in a whole nother direction again. So, but I am working on an album. There is also going to be a B-side to the album that's still dedicated to my son. But for you guys that like the super scientific lyrical, yeah, I still got bars out here in the streets. Don't sleep on me. Fuck out of here. I'm also working on a beat tape. Yeah, believe it or not, Syph is working on some beats.
I'm working hard on those, too.
Man, Syph is working on some beats. And, you know, I'm feeling like an old-ass motherfucker. I'm feeling old because this technology now, man, it just fucks you up. When you sitting there and you working on a beat for 3, 4, 5 hours, you ain't wrote nothing. You ain't thought of nothing. When I come from the lyrical side, I just come from that lyrical side of like, man, shoot, you throw a beat in front of me, I got bars in 5 minutes. I got bars in 15 minutes. If I want to sit back and really reflect like I'm doing on this album and taking my time on it, I'm going to construct bars to it. But trying to make beats around it at the same time, oh, man, it's a pain in the fucking ass. Especially with the new technology now. It is really trying. But you know what? I'm working at it. I'm doing the best I can at it. Hopefully it'll turn out, you know, the way I expect it to turn out. And, you know, everybody enjoys it. If they don't enjoy it, whatever. I don't give a fuck about that. But it's not for everybody. So just keep that definitely in mind. But shout out to Misled, because Misled is doing the majority of the production on this album. And if you guys have been following me for years, you know who Misled is. Don't sleep on Misled. That white bitch got some beats.
A lot.
She got some fire, and she knows how to work. You know, when you have that dynamic with somebody that you mm-hmm. creatively, you know, put something together. And, of course, there's arguments. There's, I mean, everything that goes along with. She's really like my extended sister. Right. That's really what it is. And so we never agree on anything. Anything. And sometimes that's what births some of the best results. And so shout out to her. I am definitely putting that album together. If some people want to get on the album, if they want to, you know, contribute to the cause, let me know. Holler at me. You know where to get at me at. You know where to get at me at. Mm-hmm. All right. What else is new, baby?
I don't know. I think that's pretty much fast forwarded everything.
Fast forwarded?
I think so, didn't we?
Well, not really.
Oh, okay.
Say something else.
Say something.
You know why I'm looking at you?
No.
So listen, I'm going to start a phone sex service. And I'm going to write the script.
Oh, that'll be easy for me.
I'm going to write the script. I'm just kidding. But yeah. All right, babe. Let's plug our social medias. We are definitely going to be on a more formatted. We're definitely going to be more formatted when it goes forward. When it comes to our podcast, we're just, you know, giving you guys a quick update of what's going on with us and kind of seeing where everything is at. But here on out in the future, we are definitely going to be more formatted. Of course, we're definitely going to stay formatted. We're going to talk about certain issues and things that are out there in the streets, even trivial shit that I don't give a fuck about, shit that you don't give a fuck about sometimes.
Right.
But we're going to talk about those things, and we're going to crack all kinds of jokes, you know. We're going to be ADD as hell like we normally do. But we just decided to, you know, go ahead and give us the opportunity to put this out there to you guys as a pilot episode for season 3 to let you know we out here.
Still here.
We out here. Mm-hmm. What's your Instagram?
I don't know.
At LadyN79.
Oh, yes. That it is.
Hey, LadyN. Shout out to Bilal.
Yeah.
He's the one who gave you that name.
That is right.
Yeah, we out here. And I'm at Instagram at Cypher Omni, CYPHAOMNI. Facebook.
Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
That is it.
I don't fuck with Facebook. If you guys be wondering why, you know, like, man,
you
I just.
Get on your Twitter.
I'm always on Twitter, though.
Right.
You know, and I fuck around with Instagram. Mm-hmm. But I just don't fuck with Facebook. I'm bad at social media. I'm really bad at social media. You always on social media.
Only when I need to be.
You always on social media. You know what's going on social media, but I'm bad about it. But at Twitter, I'm also at Cypher Omni on Twitter too. So what else we want to talk about before we get the fuck up out of here? I know you're getting hungry. I got to cook. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
I'm throwing some steaks on the grill.
Oh, goodness.
Some brats on the grill.
Love it.
And not even a grill. I'm talking about smoker.
Yes.
Smoker. Mm-hmm. Y'all got to step your game up. Step your game up. Use that wood.
Wood.
Mm-hmm. Wood.
Good meat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to give you guys a quick update on what's going on with us. Shout out to our closest friends and our associates and everybody that fucks with us. You already know who you are. You know who you are. We got your back.
Good people.
Yep, we got your back. Definitely got your back. Any parting words?
Nope, bye.
That's it? Damn.
Okay.
All right. But hey, thanks for guys. Thank you for tuning in. We're definitely gonna bring the heat.
Yeah.
We just working the rust out, getting the rust off, shaking the dust off. But we're gonna bring you that heat. We're gonna bring in that content. straight from Wichita, Kansas.
For now.
Yeah, for now. Deuces.